views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Every week we have some of the most leading edge teaching on the planet, and we're here to help you to discover true empowerment. Hey, Sabrina.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
You know, I'm coming out of the denial that the holidays are fast approaching.
Yes. You know, it's funny because this past weekend, my oldest son was saying, oh, yeah, my last day of school is Tuesday. My last day of the year is Tuesday. And I'm like, what? And he said, oh, yeah, I get off on after Tuesday. And I'm like, what's the date? Panic had officially set in.
What month is this?
Well, I knew it was December, but I didn't realize it was mid-December quite yet.
I'm still asking which month it is.
Well, I know it's still 2012 because, you know, the world's still here. The world hasn't ended yet.
No, it hasn't. But boy, I tell you what, I think what's happening is we're given so many opportunities to really wake up and pay attention to what's going on in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly there is chaos upon us in various ways, including with the incredibly devastating and tragic, sad shooting in Connecticut. Oh, just hard to believe.
It is. It's absolutely devastating. And, you know, there are no words. There really aren't. But I know my heart is out there with everyone who has lost somebody. And I can only hope that time will start to ease their pain.
Yeah. You know, as parents, you and I both know that probably the worst imaginable pain would be to lose a child. And, you know, you don't expect to send your child to kindergarten and have them, you know, not make it home for something like that. I mean, that's just horrific. And yet, you know, it is an invitation of sorts, isn't it?
I do believe it is an invitation. I believe that those lives were not sacrificed for nothing. It's time for us to really look at what's going on in the world around us and how powerful our thoughts are and how we can't let anyone alone that, you know, feeling left out in this world. We are all one. We're all in this together. And anyone who feels isolated and alone is going to act out in big ways.
Yeah, they can at least, and it's just unimaginable, and yet it's a part of our reality, and we do need to reach out. And I think that oftentimes, as humans, at least within our culture, when bad things happen, we often want to lash out at somebody. We want to seek revenge. We want to blame. When something like this happens, though, we can't go there. It's just, yes, there's somebody to blame here. However, he's now dead. And it doesn't undo anything.
And he's, you know, a child, too.
I know.
In many ways. He's still very much a child.
Yes, and we have to wonder, how did somebody end up like that? How do we prevent something like this? You know, is it a matter of gun control? Is it a matter of more inclusion when people are psychologically, you know, what's the word? Help me out, Sabrina.
Well, I think, you know, having access to the type of care that is necessary at times, I think that seems to be one of the problems with the mental health in today's society is the lack of access or availability. and coverage mm-hmm. for that type of service. And I think that there's a lot of people out there that don't know what to do when they're in these situations with their children, because of course we want to protect our own children as well. And sometimes the only help that they can get, unfortunately, they'll go for help and they're told that they violate something and they, you know, break the law, then they can get them into the system. Right. So they actually have to become a felon or, they have to do something wrong before they can get help. And there's something really wrong with that situation. That's not right.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, something else I think we need to understand is, yes, there are things we need to do to heal our world and to connect with others and to try to help, you know, somebody like that along the way. And still there are going to be terrible things that happen. You know, we, on a conscious level, we don't have control, which, you know, has been illuminated for so many this week. And there's an aspect of needing to let go to, you know, what is occurring that is so difficult for us.
I think because we are humans having this experience. We have these emotions. But yes, something is very divine about all of it. And, you know, we live in a relatively safe environment here in the U.S. And so we have come to expect that. So when something does go wrong, it really gets our attention. But, you know, my uncle is the president for the Marshall Legacy Institute, which trains landmine removal dogs. And he's over in the Middle East all the time, and these dogs are over there. And today they've lost 10 young girls who were collecting firewood when a landmine detonated. And, you know, it's so tragic, yet that's part of their everyday experience.
Wow. Yeah, that is tragic. So, you know, in terms of the big picture plan, I mean, as a parent, I don't think I could... I don't know that I'd be able to come to accept something like that as plain and important purpose. And yet, each of those children and the adults as well who passed in such a tragic way helps bring the compassion of humans to like a higher level. And there's something really beautiful about that.
Yes, you do get to see the other aspect of humanity when we all come together with that love and compassion. And that seems to be the message I keep hearing over and over again, just love and compassion.
Yeah, which brings us to our subject today. Our subject is about light.
Yes, and the season of light.
Yes, and we're not talking about Edison's invention, the light bulb.
Although I'm very proud of that invention. I use it every day.
Yes, I'm very pleased with electricity in general and lights in particular. But we're talking about the light within, the light that emanates from people and from beyond.
Yes, and that light, every entity, this energy that we all carry, carries light. And I love how the scientists have shown that DNA actually emits light.
Oh, yeah.
And
isn't that great?
When we're in the state of well-being, we emit more light than when we're in a state of disease or, say, lower energy vibrations of, like, depression or sadness.
Right. And so as DNA is both a sender and receiver of light, there's some sort of communication through the light. And that makes you wonder, you know, that once upon a time when I was educated in high school, and I'm not going to say how many years ago that was because it was quite a while ago, I was taught that you had your DNA, you know, you were born with it, it stayed that way. And then, of course, scientists have learned over the years that DNA can change and DNA can become modified and mutate and end up causing disease because of the mutation. So when you think about the DNA being communicated, you know, receiving communication from light, then that tells you that perhaps that receptivity of light actually affects your DNA and, of course, your well-being. And yes, indeed, scientists have been saying this for quite a while now. They're able to measure at least the biophotons, the electrophotons surrounding living beings. And they're using this machine called the electrophoton capture device to see where a person is lacking light to indicate what the problem is, what the physical problem is. If there's heart disease, it shows that there's this big gap in their light in one area. If there's gallstones, it shows a gap in a different area. So it's, so this concept of light is actually very grounded in our reality, isn't it?
It really is. And although a lot of people probably have no idea what you just talked about, but there are going to be those other ones that went, oh, that's really fascinating. Yes. And that's true. Bottom line is we're all carrying light.
Yes.
And the higher the vibration, the higher the light.
Right. And when there's light that's not even around the person, throughout the person, or if the light is rather diminished, then it means a person's less healthy and, you know, less mentally healthy as well as physically healthy. So light is really, really important. And it's not just this concept of light, you know, but there's really some science to it. So we're going to talk more about light. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our Diamond Combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today we're speaking about light, this concept of light. And it's more than the lovely sentiment of love and light. There's really some scientific data that substantiates that DNA carries light, emits, receives, all those fun things. And when we're in a state of alignment, we emit a higher light. And so when people tell you to let your light shine, there's really something to it.
Yeah, isn't that great? I love it when science finally catches up with spirituality and common sense.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, I can tell you back in Catholic school, let your, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Right.
It's actually a pretty powerful little song as a little girl, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, this concept of making sure that there's plenty of light moving through us, acupuncturists have known this for thousands of years. They've called it energy. But when there is a blockage of the flow of that energy, then there tends to be disease. And by treating that blockage to release that so that it can flow through, that tends to bring a person back to wellness. So if you think about us human beings as being like like a sieve for light, you know, light can flow through us. If some of the holes of the sieve are blocked, then the light doesn't flow through us. So we're not expressing our higher self as clearly, if you will.
So you're not shining as brightly as you can.
Right. So how do you tell when you've got some blockage, if you will?
Well, you know, I'm not like the visual person, so it's not like I turn off the light and look to see how much the light is emitting from me.
I think most people aren't quite like that, too.
Okay, just so you know, we're not talking about the fact that we're actually glowing, although there might be people, you and I have had that from numerous people at different times, talk
yes.
about the glow around us.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people that can see that, but it's beyond that sense. For me, it's when either if my heart is light or if it's heavy.
Uh-huh.
It's a really good barometer for me to know whether or not I am at a higher light vibration or what I would consider a lower, denser vibration.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like you're supposed to just pretend that heaviness isn't there, right?
No, absolutely not. As soon as I have the awareness, and that's the key for me, as soon as I have the awareness, then I can take that step back. And as we have mentioned numerous times on the show, and the philosophy of Authenticity Rising is everything is information.
Yes.
So as soon as I have the awareness of that heaviness in my heart, I take a step back and I look at the bigger picture and try to do my best to detach from the emotionality of it, or the taking it so personally, you know, and personalizing the information, which then allows me to determine whether or not it even belongs to me, because I am so sensitive that I will pick up on other people's heaviness, or when a traumatic event happens, something like that, I can feel that heaviness because of the sadness of so many.
Right.
And for me, I have to just make sure I limit my exposure to any headlines and really just get very comfortable with myself again, get, you know, some self-care is always essential for me when I'm in that place of that heavy-heartedness.
Yeah, that makes sense. And for me, another thing that I will do is, again, you know, look at it all as information. There's something here I might feel like, you know, I might be aware of emotion. I might be feeling sort of sad, or I might be feeling like a heaviness in my chest or some tension in my solar plexus, or maybe, you know, tension in my shoulders. That helps me become aware of what's inside, that there's like something that's blocked. And whenever there is something inside, it's really an opportunity to release. And that the way, you know, as they say, the only way to get to the other side is through it. You have to go through it to get there. And so it means paying attention to it. If it's yours, then you have to deal with it. You have to say, okay, well, what is this information coming up for me? And where does this originate? And it's very helpful to see it as information, but you still have to process it on an emotional level to a certain degree in order for it to be released. When it is our
yes.
stuff, if it's not our stuff, then yeah, great. Okay, oh, isn't this interesting? I've been picking this stuff up from my mate, and boy, oh boy, is he feeling toxic today, or whatever it is, you know. But if it's our own stuff, that we need to focus on what it is and allow it to release.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing. When you can take that step back and get the information, you gain that clarity. And that restriction is palpable, like you mentioned, in your the tightness in the neck that so many people feel. That isn't because we're all suffering from the same ailments. It's because we're taking on too much, or we're heavy, you know, too much of a burden in our lives on something.
Right.
All that information is right there for us.
Yeah. And it's always an opportunity to become aware. And if when we don't become aware of it, what happens? It gets bigger.
It gets worse. Usually more painful.
Yes. And sometimes turns into illness and disease and, you know, all that. Or makes us feel like we're out of control and we start snapping at people. But the information is still there and it has to be dealt with. And until it's dealt with, the flow can't go on as easily.
Well, yeah, it fascinated me because for years I just became conditioned to a certain level of restriction, physical restriction in my body or pain, you know, and it was primarily in that neck and shoulder area. And it was equated to taking the world on, you know, the responsibilities, things like that. I would tell massage therapists to not even try. They would try to release those knots. And I'm like, they've been with me longer than you've been alive. So, you know, just stop. But it wasn't until my awareness in the healing and the different things I've been able to look at, and processing the emotions fully is key. I didn't want to misguide anyone when I said, you know, take a step back and disown like those emotions. We have to look at them as the information and process them fully. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they will continue to manifest that restricted state in our physical body.
Yeah.
But once you let go of some of that pain in your body and you have this new level of well-being, when the old patterns start to come back in, the awareness is really illuminated. It is like a glaring alarm. It's like the first time you hear an alarm clock, it gets your attention.
Wow.
Because we become so desensitized to it through years of conditioning that this is just the way life is.
Right. Right. And I think that you're so right about how we get used to having certain restrictions within our body. In fact, those of you who are listening, I encourage you just to take a moment and become aware of your breath and take a deep breath in and exhale deeply. Do you feel how you were probably holding a lot more tension than you realized? That deep release is something we should be doing throughout our day. And if we have that shallow breathing, then it's indicating that we are holding on to things and not allowing the light to flow.
And it's amazing just doing that, how much the light, I can feel the difference in my body just from when I do those deep breathing. And trust me, I do it multiple times throughout the day.
Yeah, I do as well. And it's very, very helpful. And it, you know, it can feel like tingling, or it can feel like
a release.
Sometimes it feels like there's just greater ease in my body afterwards. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I was holding on to some stuff, and now I'm feeling more relaxed. It's kind of like, you know, you can go through these exercises. I've done this in yoga classes and stuff, where they have you tense up each body, you know, muscle group within the body, and then release it. And it's not until after you've like pushed things to that real tense level and then release that you realize that you're holding so much tension before. You know, so that tension, when it's there, it's restricting the flow of light, and it's restricting our expression of who we truly are.
Yes, that, it's also restricting the level of awareness our intuition can flow as well.
Right. Well, when you think about it, if we humans are like these sieves that light flows through, you know, we're permeable, or like sponges through which the watery light flows through, you know, for a sponge analogy, then that's like source. That's like, you know, God. That's like our essence, our true essence flowing through into our physicality. And how profound is that? When somebody says, oh, she's a bright light, it really means something.
It really does. It definitely means something. And when you're tapping into that, and you just do a little bit at a time, the first time you do it, it's like, oh my goodness, it's like your finger in a light socket, you know?
Right.
You have that full awareness, that connection flowing through you. But as you condition yourself to do it more and more throughout, it becomes second nature to where it's almost your normal state of being throughout the day. It's the most regular state of being throughout the day.
Yes. And one of the important things is to come from a place of allowing, which means allowing the information to come into your awareness, allowing your emotions when you're feeling them, not saying, oh, I've got to push through this. I've got to breathe deeply and release in order to get rid of that emotion. It's kind of like, no, this is a part of who I am at this moment. And to be accepting and allowing is an important part of having the light flow within us.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's time for yet another break. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today we're talking about light. And I love what Christine was just mentioning before our break about allowing and acceptance. And boy, let me tell you, for an uptight control freak, those were two words that were never in my vocabulary.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that we may say them in the society, in the United States, but boy, we rarely do it. It's not something that we're accustomed to doing.
Well, no, I thought if I did those things, I was weak.
Yes. And so what did you come to find out, Sabrina?
Well, I came to find out that the more things I tried to control in my life, the more things I was given to control, to where I had reached what I would consider a breaking point, you know? So I think we all do that to ourselves until we have that awareness. And thankfully, the breaking point didn't break me completely. It just shifted my perspective quickly and drastically.
Right. You know, I think about this concept of accepting and allowing during this busy holiday season. You know, it's amazing sometimes trying to drive somewhere, you know, that it's either like at a shopping mall or near a downtown or, you know, someplace where there's people who are going shopping. And there are lots of people out on the roads right now. So the roads get backed up and you have to wait in line. You have to often wait in parking garages, sometimes for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. It's total craziness. And yet I find that when you can come from a place of allowing, that it, first of all, it helps my mood tremendously when I do that. But secondly, things flow much more easily. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been in this kind of crunch kind of situation where I'm really pressed for time, and I've just sort of relaxed into the experience, and I've asked for some help from my guidance and said, okay, well, I need a parking space, and I'm just going to be totally accepting, and lo and behold, something will show up. And so that accepting and being in that centered place emotionally, I think really helps things to unfold better.
I absolutely agree. And I think, you know, don't go out and play with others if you're not coming from a state of alignment.
Yeah,
that's my personal motto.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'll be honest, there's at least one day a month that I typically don't go out and play with others. My husband probably wishes I would go out and play with somebody else.
Well, you know, I think that people expect others to fill their voids, expect others to fix things for them. And when, you know, particularly when they're sort of off kilter. And
well,
so if
you're always going to get what you're vibrating, that's the
yes.
Key. You're always going to get what you're vibrating. So if you go out in the world, that's why I don't go out there if I'm not aligned, because then I get the people that cut me off in traffic. I get the people that cut me off in line, you know, or run into me like I'm invisible. That's the kind of experiences I get. So therefore, I try to do my best to make sure I'm aware of my own current vibration before I go out there. And then when I'm in that state of alignment, that allowing my light to shine through at a higher level, I smile, I meet the stranger's eye contact and make a smile and make a connection, and they feel better, I feel better. You know, it's not just this rushing through trying to get everything done. And I lived my life that way for many, many years. My to-do list regulated my life. And if anyone who was in my way was just that, they were in my way.
Right. And we do have all these opportunities to connect. And this time of year, I particularly like to connect with elderly people. You know, first of all, the elderly, they probably get out less often than others. And many of them live fairly isolated lives. So when I see somebody out and about, either on their own or with somebody else, I try to make an effort to smile or to chit-chat a bit, because being out and about is really special to them, and it can be a little overwhelming as well. And, you know, having lost both of my parents last year, 16 days apart from each other, during the holidays, I'm feeling this sense of loss. I'm also feeling a sense of connection with them and all that they gave to me in various ways that, you know, from the time I was born to the time that, you know, when they passed away last year. But I'm feeling, well, you know what, since I'm feeling that disconnect, so to speak, I really would like to offer that kind of connection with somebody else who's around in their age group. And it's helping me. It's helping me to stay centered.
And you're helping them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a wonderful, beautiful thing. And that's the thing. There's so many opportunities to express our joy and our love for one another. And too often we feel like our time is more valuable than the people around us.
Right. And you know, one of the things I often will tell myself is, okay, I'm stressed because I haven't gotten this, or I haven't shopped for that person, or I haven't gotten this decoration up. And then I realize what's more important here, to stay in the holiday mood and feel joyful and, you know, be connected to others, including my family and dear friends, or is it getting the stuff done? Well, you know, there's a clear answer there. There's a right answer and a wrong answer.
Yeah, there definitely is. And I think as long as we go for the right answer the majority of the time, we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I think so too. And when we are feeling out of balance, you know, admitting that to somebody else, because, you know, I know sometimes we get reactive when we get stressed. It's just a part of our nature. And the more awareness we have, the less it will happen, but it's going to happen. And if we can just be gentle with ourselves when it happens and be honest with others, like, I'm sorry, you know, I'm just feeling really overwhelmed right now. And I didn't mean to snap or, you know, whatever. Just basically saying, I'm human. I'm having a human moment. Please stay with me here, you know.
Yeah, and, acknowledging our weakness, right?
Right. And in a way to try to maintain a connection as opposed to try to disconnect, because it's that pushing away that we often tend to do when we're feeling reactive, when it, in fact, the right thing to do is to say, you know, I got some stuff here. I'm feeling upset. I'm feeling overwhelmed. And when you go to that place of vulnerability, then it's saying, oh gosh, you know, there's a chance for a connection here that could be very powerful. And here I have gone on and on. It looks like, I thought we were
that's
going to break.
That's something else.
Okay. That's from the last break. I've been yakking away here.
You're letting your beautiful light shine, and I love it. And, you know, that's the truth. It really is the truth that, you know, we have these opportunities to either show up in life and express ourselves and be okay with sharing the times that we don't feel so good and being comfortable with that. And it's okay, because when we do that, we give others the permission to do the same.
Right. And how perfect is that? I think
it's a beautiful message.
Yeah. And I think that many of us were raised to think that we needed to be perfect in various ways, or, you know, perfect in many, many ways. And when we're not feeling perfect, we have a hard time accepting that within ourselves. And it's a part of who we are. You know, our reactivity, our imperfection, our, you know, feeling overwhelmed, whatever it is, it's a part of who we are, and we need to accept it.
That's it. And, you know, and love it. And that's the thing. It's like, during this time of year, so many people are focused on love and joy and unity. And, you know, we have to show that to ourselves before we're really truly capable of giving that to anyone else.
Yeah. And, you know, I kind of wonder if there's extra stress this year because some people are concerned about the end of the Mayan calendar, December 21st, 2012, which is coming up this week.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
I have a thing to wear. I haven't even thought what I should wear.
Well, don't worry, you know. It doesn't matter what you're wearing when you're going through the tunnel of light, you know, if we're all exiting the planet. No, seriously, I do think that people are feeling stressed, partly because there's an energetic shifting underway that I think many of us are sensing. But there's also like this constriction because people aren't sure what's going to happen. And most people think that we're not going to have the world end, and that's all well and good. But there still feels like there's some resistance out there to, you know, just sort of being accepting of whatever is going to occur.
Well, that acceptance and allowance is a big thing for a lot of people. And even myself, as much as I've worked on it in these past few years, it's still something I'll catch myself. I'll catch the restriction coming in and going, okay, you're holding on to this too much. You know, you're not fully letting go and trusting, which isn't always an easy thing to do, especially when we're having some very scary times with the different events that have taken place, not only in the recent days, but in these recent months and years, actually, with some catastrophic events.
Yeah.
And it really does make us go back to life is short. We came here to live it. And that's right. What our responsibility is, in my opinion, is to really, truly live this life that you wanted to come here and live and express it fully through every area, the duality, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything.
Right.
It's all divine.
It is. And, you know, I think that much of the restriction that we feel, much of the restriction we put on ourselves relates to fear. And, you know, we need to be accepting of the fear that comes up for us, because obviously that's more information and obviously it's a part of what we're feeling. And yet it is an opportunity to allow us to sort of break through that fear from that moment when we're feeling grumpy and wanting to blame somebody else to say, oh, I'm feeling really vulnerable in this situation right now. And I just have to tell you, it's me, this stuff's me, to saying, you know what, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable because somebody just said it was the end of the world. And, you know, I've believed what that person has said before, and now I'm kind of worried, you know. So we need to be honest and accepting of our fear.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now I think we really have talked long enough for a break, so we're going to be back in a few minutes with our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action. This is Christine Upchurch. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I've been really enjoying our discussion about light. And I was just thinking to myself that when I'm letting my light shine, And I'm in that connected state, to source, to God, to love, letting it flow through me. I'm like a spotlight onto others. So even when they're in their state of misalignment or, say, you know, they're not as happy as they could be, they've experienced a loss, any of those things, all I see is their divine perfection. And I hold them in that space, which is like this warm, loving embrace.
How wonderful.
That spotlight shines and it shows the truth of everybody.
Yes. And, you know, from a scientific perspective, I believe what happens is there's a type of entrainment. It's like when you are vibrating, carrying a bunch of light, then that light affects the person next to you. And yes, indeed, there's an interaction. Even if you don't touch the person, there's an interaction in that field, that space between you and that person. Scientists have shown aspects of that. So where you're coming from definitely affects people on multiple levels.
Absolutely. And I guess it goes back to what links up. Vibrating material or matter is going to link and connect with the similar, or it's going to have to raise up to a certain vibration to become part of your awareness if you hold a higher vibration.
Right. And so that brings us to the Dare of the Week. Our Authenticity Rising into Action, we would like to invite each of you to take a situation that you're in over the next week. It could be you're out shopping. It could be you're interacting with family member that you only see once a year. Take that opportunity to allow yourself to get into alignment, to get to that place of center. Maybe take a deep breath. Maybe connect within your heart to something that means a lot to you. See the beauty in that moment and shine your light on that other person, whether you know the person or not. Offer that as a gift and see how things shift for you and for that person.
That is so exciting.
It is.
I think that's going to impact so many people.
I agree. And, you know, there have been many situations where I have not expected things to turn out well. And when I came from my place of truth and centeredness and alignment, I've been totally surprised. It's like, okay, this is a bad situation, a difficult relationship. Then suddenly things are transformed. It's like, whoa, you know, when I'm coming from a place of alignment, that helps shift things dramatically for others.
Well, yeah, but it's like all of a sudden you're dealing with somebody different because they're dealing with somebody differently.
That's right. That's right. So what a wonderful gift to offer somebody this week.
I think it's a fabulous gift. And you know, it's the whole pay it forward concept that, you know, you impact a stranger's life or even someone you care about. I can tell you the difference that my husband's clients have had probably on days that we were getting along versus, which is the majority of the time, versus those few days that we weren't getting along.
Uh-huh.
And the pain he probably inflicted on them as a tattoo
dear.
Artist because he was in a foul mood.
Right. And it's not necessarily the way he's holding the needles, mind you. It's really more about his vibration and the energy around him.
Yeah, there's nothing animosity about it at all.
Right.
You know, he's not trying to be mean. But it is. It's an energetic thing, and it flows into the day. So that's, you know, you love your loved ones before they walk out the door, to go to school, to go to work, or to start their day, wherever it's at. They're going to have a more positive impact on the people that they interact with and so on.
Yeah. Well, you know, with my youngest, he is impossible to wake up in the mornings. I mean, you know, quite literally.
I've tried. Sometimes. I know.
I know. He's a heavy sleeper. I don't know where he goes at night, but he's not in his body because, you know, he's like impossible to wake up. So getting him out the door in time for school can be a little challenging. And I'll be saying, come on, Kendall. Come on, Kendall. We got to go. We got to go. And then finally, you know, he'll be ready to rush out the door, and then I always make sure to give him a hug before he gets out that door. And you know, he's at that age now where he likes the hugs when there aren't other people looking, but you know, he won't accept the hug, you know, when there are other people around. But it's like it's part of our ritual. He needs that connection. I really like that connection as well. It's that way of saying, okay, even though there was this chaos here, even though I might have sounded kind of grumpy, here we are right now, and this is what matters, this connection.
I love that, and it's so true. That's all that matters is the connection, and we can't let events or circumstances bring that fear into our lives, to fear that we're not connected, that we, you know, humanity doesn't have a chance, because we do. We have each other.
Yeah, we do. And part of inviting that connection is becoming vulnerable, allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, allowing ourselves to go to that place of vulnerability within, and taking the opportunity to connect with another.
And helping them to do the same. You know, that's the thing. Vulnerability, there's a lot of strength in it. There's nothing weak about it. I had it all wrong all those years.
And, yes. Oh,
you know,
I know.
It's not to say that you just go out there and you become this, you know, doormat. It's not like that at all. It's an empowered state of being.
Right. And, you know, even when we're coming from a vulnerable place, it doesn't mean that we don't set boundaries for ourselves, but it's a matter of expressing our truth, showing our truth, and showing our need for connection. And, you know, for me, that's been one of the most difficult things that I've had to learn. It's okay for me to need others. And I know that last year, a little over a year ago, when I had to have an emergency surgery on my gallbladder to remove my gallbladder that was very toxic, I was in a situation where I needed help, and I called you up, Sabrina, and you, along with your daughter, you got on an airplane to come take care of me and to take care of my kids. And that was one of the most difficult things I've ever done, was accepting that kind of, you know, big help, big, you know, it was a big shift in your life, a big inconvenience. And it was really profound, because it helped me to understand that I'm worthy of receiving. So not only am I immensely grateful for you having played that role in my life, but it also taught me this important lesson to open up and to be willing to receive. And that's part of vulnerability.
Well, you know, I would do it again if it were tomorrow. And thankfully, your gallbladder is not causing those problems anymore.
No, it's not. It's not.
But, you know, yeah. It was my honor to do that, honestly, and I would do it again. And I think if the tables were turned, I would hope I would be open to allowing you to come help me out, too, because yes. I know receiving is not the easiest thing for anybody, including myself. And, again, it goes back to, by denying somebody that right, you're denying them the good feelings that they get from giving.
Right. And it is there's an ebb and flow to it. And in order to keep that flow going, we need to be willing to both give and receive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, I will get on the airplane if that's what it takes. If you need me, I'm there. You know that.
Well, you know, you can come anytime.
Yeah. But I'm just hoping that it really, it's not snowing at the time, because you guys get a whole lot of cold and snow there.
We can. And I just hope that I don't have any kind of major physical ailment that I'm going to require your assistance.
No.
I would rather you just come out and play.
That sounds good too. It's funny though, because illness can be very illuminating. So it's a sort of thing that, you know, there's information in that as well. And so it was an opportunity to grow in multiple ways.
Absolutely.
So if you want to, those of you who are listening, if you want to figure out how to connect with Sabrina and me, go to our website, authenticityrising.com, and you'll learn more about our workshops and our radio show and how to connect with each of us individually. And, you know, we're going to be on next week. It's going to be after the 21st, and I'm quite sure that the world will still be chugging along. And so have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next Mayan calendar. Thanks, everybody.
Let your light shine.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.